Initiating transmission. Data received. You are now plugged into Action Features.
Buddy.
Hey, nothing much.
Hey.
Hey, dude.
Nice to see you here.
Nice to see you.
Look, we're doing 2 weeks in a row right now.
What are we doing?
Is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
Four weeks? 3 weeks.
Is it 5 weeks in a row?
It's three.
Oh, okay.
I think. What are you doing?
Nothing much, man. I'll tell you what, I was watching the other night.
Yeah?
I was watching Real Housewives with my wife.
What?
I watch all those shows. You know this.
I watch all
the shows. I think I enjoy Real Housewives as much as my wife does. Anytime we're doing something, she's like, hey, let's watch. I'll be sitting around reading a comic or something like that. Mm-hmm. Watch some TV. And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, it'll be Real Housewives. And I'll be like, okay, let's do it. Close up the book. We're watching it the other day, and there's this lady on there, Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
She's hideous. I wish I could bring up a picture of her. She's hideous.
Is Kim Kardashian on the show?
She's not on that show. No, this is about the Real Housewives of, like, I can't remember when this one is. It's
got Ally McBeal on it, I think, is on that show.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is Orange County or Beverly Hills.
Orange County.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? I don't know what it is.
I think it's Orange County.
I don't know which one it is. I just know it's Real Housewives. So Vicky on the show, she's pretty hideous. Well, she's got sort of like a long face. It's kind of like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
But uglier, maybe.
Okay.
And so we're watching it, and I'm like, man, she's like, she's hideous. She's beastly. She's ghastly.
Ghastly.
My wife said to me, she says, she looks like that guy in the one show with the lion where he likes the lady. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And
she's Beauty and the Beast?
Well, hang on. She goes, you know, the one with your friend Ron Perlman in it.
Beauty and the Beast, and I'm like, the live-action TV show.
I was like, first of all, he's not a lion. Second of all, since when is Ron Perlman my friend? I didn't know where it came from.
I didn't know you were hanging out with Ron Perlman.
I didn't know either. So apparently I've got friends in high places.
That's
Ron Perlman.
Well,
he's my friend.
Let's get something going
and
then.
So she's, well, you met him that one time, so I just consider him your friend. So apparently Ron Perlman and I are friends. So I don't know why I'm telling you this story, but it was funny to me.
It's all right. It's funny to me, too.
Yeah.
I like the lion.
The lion and the lady, starring my friend Ron Perlman.
Hey, dudes. Hey, dudes and dudettes.
Oh.
You're talking to...
Hello.
You're surprising me.
I thought we were just in here talking.
No way.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I tricked you.
Yeah.
I said, hey, let's have a conversation about things. And
tell me what's been going on in your life.
Little do you know,
yeah.
I've set up recording equipment.
It's the podcast.
So here we are. You guys know what's happening this week. You guys have been very involved so far.
Yeah.
Well,
it's been great.
It's awesome.
At first I was a little scared that we weren't getting in enough questions and we'd have like one question to answer.
I knew that even if it was one question,
it piled on,
we'd be able to stretch it.
I know.
But it's not just one question. We might have a hard time getting all of them. Well, so
tell them what this episode's about.
This episode
tell
is
them all about it, Mike.
Is about the fans. That's right, you, the listeners, the people who are supporting us financially. Through donations that you're making,
that you're going to
start
sending. Little did you know that if we read your question online, it's going to cost you $10.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, if you asked a question, you owe us $10.
$10. So, yeah. Send it to P.O. Box, I don't know, that's run its course.
Pueblo, Colorado.
Don't send it there. I don't know. No.
That was from the consumer catalogs. Back in the day, they used to have those commercials on USA.
I don't remember
that. Send away from your free consumer catalog or something like that. And it was Pueblo, Colorado.
I don't remember that.
I'll find a commercial. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Send it.
It was great.
Send it to Pueblo. So anyway, yeah. I mean, sometimes we get comments on Facebook, and I know I personally, sometimes I don't get to respond to all of them, or I don't respond to all of them.
Sometimes I don't,
Not because I don't want to, but... sometimes they just fall through the cracks, maybe. So I thought, let's do an episode dedicated to this. Let's just make it fun. You guys ask whatever you want. That was the rules. Keep in mind, this is a family, this is a family show. So, you know.
I hope you kept it clean.
I think everybody
kept it clean.
But I want to remind myself to keep it clean.
You keep it clean.
I'm going to keep it clean.
Yeah, because
my responses.
Blaze asked a question. He couldn't post on the Facebook because Blaze doesn't have a Facebook account.
Of course.
But I have
That's
his
good.
Question. I have it. It's great.
Speaking of Facebook, you know what I just heard?
What?
Facebook has the right to, if you click, if you like something,
yeah.
if you like a product or whatever,
yeah.
they can put your face up, your profile picture up as an ad.
I hear this is a scam. I hear this is a scam.
It's not
true? I don't know. I don't know if it is.
I mean,
not,
what kind of scam are they getting?
I've heard this, that this is going around and people are saying that that's just a rumor. That's
Facebook people are saying it's a rumor?
I don't know who's saying it. I don't know.
I think
but I'm hearing whispers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rumblings.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg came to my house and said, that's just a rumor. Don't worry about that.
Just don't worry.
It's not a big deal. Just keep doing your action features thing. All right, you want to get into this?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Because I don't have anything else to talk about.
No,
really.
Let's go. Let's get into this thing.
All right, so the first question I think we got was from Joe Younger.
Joe Younger!
Hello, buddy Joe. Hey, Joe. You got to be on the show soon.
My
Joe.
Man.
You got to get in here. His question for the week was, does this thing, action features, do a robot voice?
Can you do a robot voice with
can
that thing?
Can you do a robot voice with this thing? And I'm afraid I don't think it does do a robot voice. I think the budget went into our Klingon Jedi costumes,
yep.
so we can't afford
can't do it.
Robot voices. go ahead.
Joe commented on something else. I don't know if it's on there.
I don't know if I didn't see that on there.
Remind me.
Okay.
If another one doesn't come up,
that's sort of an in joke between the three of us.
Yeah.
He's talking about there. It's an old customer at the shop, and we had this. What did we have?
It was a Transformers.
Transformers thing, and he examined it. And can you do a robot voice on this thing? So, there you go. So that was a little in-joke that you guys are now a part of. Next up, we got Bill Tackett, who again, attacked it.
Bill Tackett is on it.
He attacked it. His question for both of us, and this is going to be a pretty long answer for both of us, I think.
We'll see.
It was, what are the top three or five toy lines? Top three or five, giving us the choice.
Mm-hmm.
Top three or five toy lines for which you own collections, even if you no longer actively buy them. I wrote mine down, and I came up with five.
You go first.
Okay, you say we shouldn't go back and forth on this.
No, we're not going to. You just do
yours. Sure you don't want to do yours first?
I'm sure.
Okay. Okay, so since the criteria is that I still have to own some of them, and I did, and both of us have sold a lot of our collections
yes.
off over time.
Yes.
But for things that I at least own some of still, I may not own all of it still, but I still own some of it. Number five for me is the line I'm currently collecting, the Hot Toys stuff. I can't say that that's going to be top for me because I'm still... You know, getting into it.
You're still in it.
It's just, they're kind of expensive, and there's a lot of stuff that I don't collect from the line.
They're
real
expensive.
Now, hush now. My wife's listening to this episode. Number four is the Kenner Real Ghostbusters line.
Mm.
I've always loved that line as a kid.
You still have those?
Favorite toy lines. I still have those.
You have carded?
No, I don't have carded. Mm. The kids have them for the most part. I give them off to my kids, but they're still at my house, and so I still consider that I have Ghostbusters. Great toy line.
Great toy line.
Firehouse playset was awesome. Ecto-1 was awesome.
It was awesome.
Good stuff. Number three is Mask.
Oh. You have Mask? I thought you got rid of your Mask.
No, I still have my Mask stuff. It's up in the attic, but I still have it.
Really?
Yeah, I still have my Mask stuff. I don't have all of Mask, but I have
a good chunk.
A good chunk, yeah. So that's a great toy line. You combine G.I. Joe and Transformers kind of into one toy line almost. Great toy line.
Great toy line.
Number two, Motu Classics.
Mm-hmm.
Which would probably be almost my number one had it not the management kind of has screwed that pooch. You know, they've really messed up that line.
Yep.
And number one for me is G.I. Joe Re-American Hero. The vintage G.I. Joe
yes.
80s line. Great playsets, great vehicles, huge line. Awesome. So there
you
go.
All the good stuff.
Now, I wouldn't say these are the best toy lines. I wouldn't say this
no,
is my
that's,
top five toy
no,
lines
no, that's a different
of all
day.
Time. That's a different thing. But if you're asking me for my favorites, of which I still have some stuff... Those are it.
That's what you have.
That's what I have.
Well, I gotta tell you, Bill.
Bill.
I'm talking.
Oh, you're
talking,
Bill
about
right
talking
now.
Right? Yeah. I've sold off a lot of my stuff. Basically, the only things that I still am pretty much buying currently is anything Stallone related. I still have all my loose Rocky figures. I have a set of loose Rocky figures from Jax.
I don't have those anymore.
Yeah, I know you got rid of those.
Yeah.
I have not a fully complete line, but I have a decent amount of all the Rambo from the animated series, The Force of Freedom.
Oh, those are great.
Line. I've got all the Rambo stuff. So just anything Stallone related. I've got a good chunk of Indiana Jones figures, the recent ones.
Don't you have all of James Bond Jr.? Somewhere?
Yeah.
Did I make the list?
Yeah. I have a whole complete set of James Bond Jr. figures. And that's really it. I mean, I buy stuff for customs. I buy every once in a while I'll buy a G.I. Joe figure or I've got some of the Art Asylum Star Trek figures, which I enjoy. I've got Chuck Norris Karate Commando stuff.
I have
like a wall upstairs.
Yeah.
In my upstairs that is lined with carded figures, and I've got Karate Commando stuff. I've got a Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, Jack Tenrick. I've got a, you know, just odds and ends that like Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Robin yeah. figure, and a Waterworld figure, and just like the mainstays of the main characters of all those cool things.
I'm about to make mine six.
That's how I make six.
I'm gonna throw the Playmate Star Trek line on there, because of course it's all those.
Yeah,
the Playmate Star Trek line. And, you know, it's cheesy. Some people think it's cheesy. And
I think they're great.
So the Playmate Star Trek line. Classic Star Trek stuff.
We're all having fun back then.
My bad. I totally forgot about it.
That's all right.
I was too busy thinking of other things.
There's a lot of a lot of stuff.
All right, so I'm gonna skip a question and go back to it.
Okay.
Actually, no, let's just keep doing it in order so I don't forget any.
Okay.
Now, these are all ones that were posted in a row. So I think there was also some that were posted to when we asked the question. So we'll do all these first, and then we'll go to that one.
Okay.
I'm actually on the Facebook page. Okay, this one's from Dustin Thomas. And this says, what are your thoughts on farting in front of your wife / fiancé? I'm getting married in August, and my lady still gets mad at me when I toot the horn in front of her. Acceptable or no?
Boop, boop.
What do you think?
Well, acceptable. I don't think there's anything morally wrong with it.
There's nothing.
It's really
wrong.
Between you and your
it's
lady.
A bodily function.
It's between you and your lady.
Yeah.
My personal standpoint on it is, it is a little bit gross.
Yeah. I don't think you've ever farted in front of me.
No, I would. Nor well, I probably have.
I don't think you farted. Well, unless it was silent.
No. Sometimes I think, you know, this is just going to be too funny.
I don't remember any time you farted in front of me, though.
That's probably happened.
We're not married.
No, we're not. You and I aren't married.
I think you are kind of careful about your gas.
Well, I don't want to... folks. Around ladies.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that way.
You don't want to be that way.
Here's what I think. Could you picture Sean Connery, okay?
Yeah.
Sean Connery walks up to a woman. You'd picture him just being like, you know what? I'm gonna break wind, and then he just does it. You think that's gonna happen? It's not. Sean Connery's gonna.
He could totally get away with it.
He's gonna keep. He could.
He could get away with it. The girls would giggle and say, "You're Sean Connery."
And that's what I'm saying. But
it's okay.
But he wouldn't. He wouldn't. And so I try to.
You try to keep it under control.
Just try and keep it under control. You know.
You know,
in a married situation, in a situation where you're around somebody all the time.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to all the time.
I don't anymore at all.
But I know people.
Yeah.
That'll just go, like, they'll just go up to the woman and just be like, hey.
Guess what? Here it is. Yeah.
Right on them.
Well, you know, when
and
I
they
first.
They say, ooh, gross. And I just think, yeah, that is a little gross.
It's a little
actually.
Gross. When I first started going out with Bobby, I would hide that. I wouldn't, like, do it
right.
around or
especially when you're first dating. Yeah.
When you're first dating, yeah.
You don't do it.
I also didn't show her toys and stuff like that when we were first going out, you know.
See, the secret life.
Yeah, but then, especially when you move in together,
yeah.
the whole thing changes. Now, Dustin is engaged to my friend Heather
mm-hmm.
Heat, the wrestling girl. And so I have a little tidbit for Dustin. I have to let him know that Heather farts all the time around us.
Oh, okay.
I mean, her name is
you
to
just,
us.
You just...
We
let the cat out of the bag.
We call her Heather Gas Driven Wall Riven.
What?
Yeah, she farts all the time.
That's a real nickname, though?
Yeah, it really is. You know,
you just outed her.
Yeah,
you outed her on this podcast.
On the Action Features. Yeah, so, Dustin, she's just hiding it from you. She probably just feels maybe a little self-conscious that she doesn't want to take the first step. So I say let loose with the butt juice.
Oh, great.
For Dustin.
Yeah.
He should just go for it. Go to town, man.
Beans, the magical fruit.
Yeah, quit letting her lie to you.
You know, he's gonna be in for a rude awakening when that starts coming out. I'll tell you, I'm not ashamed to say there is a double standard.
Mm-hmm.
Women, you don't go up and be passing gas on your dude because, hey, it's gross.
I gotta tell you, I don't think now this is just my theory. I don't think girls poop. It gets me through the night. You know what I mean? I don't like to think that girls poop.
Gets you through the night.
Yeah.
Wake up in a cold sweat.
Oh, God.
Oh. Tell me it's true.
Checking out with toilet paper still in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Same amount. I'm good. All right. So, Charles Peffer, who's now listening to the show. He listened, only listened to one show.
That's good enough.
His question is,
you only need one.
What did the hosts of Action Features have for breakfast this morning? And it's not the morning as in today, Monday, that they ask the question.
Right.
The fans want
today.
To know what the hosts have for breakfast on show day.
this morning.
The fans love behind the scenes insight.
Oh, they love it.
They eat it up. The fans just like are... I ate up a bowl of Spider-Man cereal this morning.
You know what I ate up?
What's that?
A bowl of granola cereal.
Oh, yeah?
Honey.
We both had cereal.
We both had cereal.
I had Spider-Man cereal. I was going to have Apple Jacks, but Keaton was having Spider-Man cereal, and he said, aren't you going to have Spider-Man cereal like me?
You had to do it.
And I had to do it. I was like, okay, well, yeah, I'll have Spider-Man cereal.
Tough sacrifices you make.
It's a new Spider-Man cereal. Have you seen it?
No.
It's based on the new movie. It's got little strawberry Spider-Man pieces and little green lizard marshmallows.
Strawberry emo kids.
Strawberry emo kids?
Emo kids.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's yeah. Yeah, they all are ridden with angst.
Yeah.
Until you pour milk on them, and then
that's
they
good.
Get happy.
That's good. I'll right. tell you guys, hold on, about cereal.
Oh, okay.
If I don't have cereal in the morning, I need it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't control this. But if I don't have cereal in the morning, without even thinking about it, dinner time comes around,
and
I
you
think,
need some cereal.
You know what? I'm going to have some
you eat cereal a lot.
Cereal for dinner.
You eat cereal all the time.
I have
here.
It almost every day.
Yeah, you love cereal.
And I eat it with almond milk. I don't like real milk. I use almond milk.
You usually only eat adult cereals.
That's right.
Old folky cereals.
That's right.
I still enjoy some sugary cereals sometimes.
Yeah. Oh. That granola is sweet as can be, my friend.
Well, I don't know if it's sweet as can be.
It's not as sweet as
Spider-Man
can be.
Spider-Man cereal is as sweet as can
it's
be.
It's maybe as sweet as should be. I don't know.
I think you're pushing it. All right, so next question is from Stuart Cook. And he asks, why is Paul W. Anderson still allowed to make movies? Why?
The real answer is, my friend, nobody knows. But let's look into this a little bit.
You want me to tell you some films? In case you don't know, that fly is in this room now. He wasn't in here a second ago, and the doors are shut.
We'll have to kill it.
All right, so in case you guys aren't familiar with Paul Anderson films, I'm going to read off some of the ones he worked on as director. All right, he's written a lot of films, or produced a lot of films, I guess. He's produced a lot, directed a lot, written a lot. But here's the ones he's directed, which I'm assuming is what Stewart's referring
That's
to.
That's what I'm thinking.
Let's see. Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
Event Mortal Horizon. Kombat. Soldier. The Sight. Resident Evil. AVP. Drift. Death Race. Resident Evil Afterlife. The Three Musketeers. Resident Evil Retribution. So
which,
there's some films.
Which Three Musketeers? The one with...
The 2011 one. The new one.
Okay. Okay. You praise a good question.
Yeah, it's a great question.
There's only a handful. There's only Soldier with, Kurt Russell.
I
didn't think was bad at all. Death Race, I thought was not bad, and I only saw it the one time, but it was not bad. And that's a remake we forgot to mention.
That's a remake we forgot to mention for sure.
Which is completely different from the original. But anyway, aside from that, a lot of those are really crappy.
I think he's still allowed to make movies.
AVP is crappy.
It's terrible. I think they're still letting him so that you have a movie where you can go, hey, are you going to go see that? And your friend goes, no way, I'd never see that.
Right.
So somebody has to fill
somebody
that void.
Somebody has to make those.
Somebody's got to make those movies. Might as well be Paul Anderson.
I think a lot of people are making those. I think
so
the real
is Michael
question,
Bay. He's making those.
The real question is, why is everybody making those? Why? I don't know how to rephrase this, but Hollywood is just churning out, is making
terrible
crap.
Films. It's to set the bar low, so that way when you get a decent film, it's like, wow,
you're
look
surprised.
At this movie. It's great. So that's why. We're telling you why. That's exactly it.
That's the only reason why.
All right, here we go.
AVP was awesome, man.
Oh, you know it, dude.
Oh, man.
Brendan Cool asks,
okay.
If James and Mike were on American Gladiators, who would win each event, and who would the lead... wait, I'm trying to see what he's saying here. Oh, okay. So who would beat the other one in the who would get enough lead to beat the other one in Eliminator?
Yeah.
Events are the Pyramid, Hang Tough, Atlasphere, Human Cannonball, and finally the Assault. For a bonus, who would be able to do the hand bike on the Eliminator? All right. So this is real easy. Mike is in much better shape than me, and I'm also older than Mike. So I would say that Mike would win the Pyramid. He would win Hang Tough. He would an Atlasphere. I might win Human Cannonball.
I don't think I could do Human Cannonball.
I would do Human Cannonball pretty well, I think.
Is that the
I'm
one
shorter and stockier than
is
you.
Is that the one where they shoot you at a wall?
No, it's where you swing on the
oh,
line
okay.
and you knock somebody down.
Okay.
So I think I would be the only one that I might have a chance at.
Hang on
and
tight.
So then,
hang on tight, buddy.
So then Mike would win the whole thing.
Maybe.
But it really is a moot point because neither of us had the action figure line, so none of us are going to know how to do anything
that's correct.
With these things.
Even
we're
though
just
we wanted
stand
to.
There and go... I don't know how to do this.
Yep.
I don't know how to do this.
I don't know if I could do the spandex.
That's true.
They would say, oh, you have to put this on.
All the time.
And I would say, you know, I'm forfeit.
Yeah.
I forfeit this one.
All right, so for a bonus, who would have the handbike and the eliminator? I have no idea. I have no idea if I could do it or not.
I don't think I'd have a problem with the handbike. I've done something similar.
I'm gonna sit this one out and play a role-playing game instead.
Okay.
If we're doing role-playing game version, I might beat you.
You would beat me.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Here's where things get really tough.
Uh-oh.
You ready for this one? This is really tough for me. And it might be tough for you, too.
I know.
For my wife.
I thought about this. Yes, I thought about this.
So,
I know it's tougher for you than
it's gonna
be
tough.
Me.
And this one correlates to Blaze's question as well. I'm gonna save this for a minute. Actually, we'll get back to this. My wife won't mind if we do hers out of order.
She won't mind.
She won't mind at all. We'll save that one. We'll get back to it. I think that Brendan actually had another question, so let's look at that here first. I think his other question was.
Good question, by the way. I like the American Gladiator.
Okay. Here's the other questions from Brendan. He also asked, "What is your tabe?"
Oh yeah.
And I think you may have mentioned this at one point.
Well, I mentioned
a Mighty Max toy
that I got.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Before he asked this question, I was in the store the other night, and it came to me a tabe situation that I had, and I can't remember it for the life of me. Not for the life of me, I can't remember it.
Hmm.
I might die. I might actually die, because for the life of me,
hey,
I can't remember.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Hey.
Okay.
Sleep with one eye open.
Come on
okay?
now.
All right.
And the rock's the cradle.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
Good son.
Okay. So you don't know. Other than Mighty Max, you don't know. You didn't come prepared.
I don't know.
That Mighty Max. How about Bo from She-Ra?
Yeah.
You got that instead of getting a real He-Man figure.
It wasn't such a huge letdown like you had.
Yeah. Mine was a pretty big letdown.
And this is why I was pretty. Not only was I kind of careful about what I bought, but I was dumb.
Yeah.
I was, like, easily satisfied, so.
Were dumb?
Oh.
Past tense, buddy.
Hey,
come
sorry.
On, hey.
Sorry. Freudian slip.
Oh,
Lord.
Hey, come on.
Hey.
Let's not take it in vain here, all right?
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I don't have anything, like, huge, but.
Oh, that's all right.
I never had anything huge.
His other question, I forgot to think about this. Hey-o!
Hey, easy.
Come on now, that's why you don't want to respond.
I didn't.
Okay, so anyway, the other question was, if Rogue were to come in contact with us, kisses, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I would hope it would be a kiss.
It might. What memory would we want her to not see? This one's tough. I mean, because there's a bunch of personal memories that, of course, I don't want anybody...
Yeah.
To see of mine.
I would say, what's the setup here? How well do I know Rouge?
I don't know.
Is she sticking around? Am I just going to see her?
One time?
We talk in the bar.
Kiss and go.
She gives me a kiss and then she leaves and I never see her again. I don't care.
Yeah.
If it's somebody, if I really care, what memory? You think I'm going to share it with you on this podcast? If I don't want Rouge of the X-Men.
It's... Okay, I'm pretty much I'd be willing to share with the radio audience.
I'm pretty much an open book.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I don't really know about that. You still won't fart in front of me, so you're not really an open book.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah,
but I have. You just
well, I don't know about that. So it's tough because, like you're saying, you don't want to share this with everybody. If you don't want to share it with Rogue, you don't want to share it with everybody on the radio, the radio cast. Okay, so basically, I think what Brendan wants is an embarrassing memory.
Maybe.
I got one I'll share.
Okay.
I got one I'll share, because I was a real little kid, so it doesn't really matter. And I think some people might already know this.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like 3 or 4 years old, maybe? I don't remember. I was little. Maybe 3, 4, maybe 15. I can't remember what it was. The next door neighbors, the kids from the next door neighbor, the neighborhood, they had, we were outside playing, my sister and I. And we went next door, and they had like these cement step things. And they were saying that there's a bat under this thing. There's a bat. And so we all went over to look, and it was, like, underneath the thing, and it was kind of...
The creature.
And so there's a little group of us. And I was young, and so we were all looking at it, and somebody decided to poke it with a stick, and it started flying. It was flying, like, right at me. It was coming after me, and I pooped my pants. I just pooped at him.
Scared the crap out of you.
I really pooped in my pants.
Hey.
And I was running away, and the poop was in my pants.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah, I was scared. I was little. I was 15, maybe. So I ran, and...
little.
I ran, and I... and so everybody got back together again. And I remember saying, that was crazy. Can you believe it? And I was sitting there, and I had poop in my pants. And I was just kind of going, that was crazy. Everybody wanted to play afterwards, but I had to kind of sneak off because of the poop in my pants. Yep. And I don't think I would run Rogue to see that.
No.
I wouldn't want her to know about
you wouldn't want her to know
me
about
and the
that.
Poop in my pants.
No.
So, there you go. There's a poop in my pants.
She only gets powers and memories.
She gets your memory. The longer she keeps contact, the more she knows.
Okay.
The more memories she gets, the more information and more life force or whatever.
So I would hope that she was having more contact.
Yeah.
Let's get real. I wouldn't want her to see some insecurities of mine.
Oh, you're getting real right now.
Because she's surrounded by all these dudes. She's around, you know, Wolverine. Cyclops.
Yeah. Cyclop.
You know, Gambit.
Gambit, yeah.
All these, dudes, you know, they're seemingly confident and buff.
And you don't want to wear spandex like they do.
That's what I would. She would see back to when I was
talking about American Gladiators. Yeah, you'd be embarrassed.
I don't want that.
What was happening? You know, here's the other thing. I'll probably get in trouble with my wife for this because she always teases me about the Baroness from G.I. Joe. She always says, "Oh, you had a crush on her when you were little."
Who didn't?
Come on, I was a little kid. When I was real little and Rogue was in the comics, I thought, oh, man, look at Rogue. She's pretty.
They draw them that way on purpose.
So then, of course, I wouldn't want her to know that I have a crush on Rogue when I was a kid or something like that. You know, or that I would, you know, think she was pretty when I was a kid. So I'll never live this down now that I'm saying this.
Well.
My wife will say, you like Rogue, huh? You like the Rogue.
You know, they're all drawn, like Rogue is.
They're drawn that way.
They're drawn that. They're all the same. They all use the same face.
Whatever.
You like one, you like them all, whatever.
Alright, speaking of comics, David Brown asks, a question for both of you, who is your favorite comic book writer of all time?
Is this going to be easy for you?
It's I'm in between a couple. This makes it tough.
It's easy for me.
Go ahead with what you're going to say.
Mark Schultz.
Hey, there you go.
Hands down.
Yeah, Cadillacs
and Dinosaurs. And I don't read as many comic books as James does, but I'm more art-driven and... I really have not paid it much attention. I mean, I enjoy a good story, but
good stories.
When I think of comics, I think, you know, names like Al Williamson or Alex Ross or Mark Schultz comes up, but the other two were mainly writers, and I don't think that Flash Gordon was particularly well written. I mean, it was very well drawn. But Xenozoic Tales is the only comic that I remember that I've ever really I've read it. You know, everything that's been released twice through, at least, and then revisited some stories. And so Mark Schultz, having done all the artwork, as well as writing the entire thing and coming up with the concept, is easily...
Yeah, it's
my number one spot.
It's great. I wish there was more to it.
I do, too.
I wish we'd get back to it.
He keeps teasing that they're going to, but...
Who knows? For me, I really like Mark Schultz.
I know you do.
But it was kind of a toss-up for me between Frank Miller...
Frank Miller's very good.
Which is great, because you got his Daredevil run, you got Year One, you got Dark Knight Returns, but, and you got 300, you got Sin City, all these are great.
Right.
The only thing that kind of holds me back a little bit is more of his current type stuff, like his All-Star Batman, which was, I think, terrible, DK2, which I think was terrible, so I don't want to have anything to do with those, but I'm trying to just judge him based on the old stuff, and the old stuff's fantastic. So Frank Miller would be the first one that jumps to mind. The other one that I have kind of in there, too, is John Byrne, who worked with Claremont during the heyday of X-Men, during the Dark Phoenix saga and Hellfire Club, all that different kind of stuff, Days of Future Past. But he was teamed up with Claremont during that, and then he did the Fantastic Four run, which was great. He did the Superman reboot, which was great. He did the first Hellboy miniseries with Mike Mignola, which was great. He did a lot of the current Star Trek stuff he's doing is great. So he's a contender. It's just, you know, that a lot of those pairings were with other people, so it's not all him. So I guess I'd have to give it to Frank.
Yeah, it's really tough.
You know, Dark Knight Returns is my favorite comic story of all time.
Right.
It's fantastic. So there you go, David. What's yours? Comment back on this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, David Brown.
Let's hear it.
Everybody that we're answering questions from should all
Since
comment
you like
back.
Comics so much.
Yeah. Everybody comment back to what you think after we've said ours.
If you want.
All right, so going to jump to Heather's. Heather Wallriven.
All right.
Heather Gas-Driven Wallriven. Her question is, I thoroughly enjoy your duets on the show. Any plans on recording an album in the future? If so, what songs would be included?
Actually, yes. There's an album being planned. Don't worry, I was going to write it all and I was going to bring you in.
Oh, sounds good.
To sing it.
I'll be backup. Backup vocals.
Actually, we should do that.
We should do it.
But no, quite honestly, I'm toying around with writing a song for for Action Features.
Don't ruin it.
Well,
actually, I didn't even know about this. Did I know about this?
No, I don't know if I said anything about it because sometimes I say things and then it doesn't happen. I feel like an idiot.
This is the first thing that's actually ever really happened.
Yeah, we talk about stuff a lot.
This is it.
About doing things. But anyway, yes, we could do it. Yes, it would be multi-platinum. I know it would sell.
Oh my goodness.
But you know, let's put things where they are, you know. It's not what's important. I'm more into like saving the whales, things like that. I'm not going to spend time on
DVDs and CDs. CDRs.
Save the earth.
Yeah.
Don't tread on me. Tapes. The earth. Don't tread on me.
Well, okay. Yeah. If we were to do it, though, what kind of songs would be included?
I think we should sing our hits.
Our greatest hits.
Our greatest hits from the show. So, Perfect Stranger theme song.
Perfect Strangers is on there for sure.
Definitely be on there.
Yeah.
I can't think of other things. Sometimes I just sing random things about what we're talking about.
Well, we had Perfect
Right
Strangers.
Now we're going to talk about the album.
Yeah,
we're
going to
put it on a CD.
There it is.
You know, stuff like that. I might
do
that.
Did we do Informer? We did an Informer on
Informer.
Here. You know, he's saying something. That would be on there.
That was like the first episode,
that was the first
thing
we did, I think.
I think so.
So those two would be on there for sure.
Good.
I don't even know what else we've sang on here. Turtles.
Stuff.
The Turtles. Turtles theme song would have to be on there. I don't know what else.
Stuff comes up all the time. There would be a couple of originals on there, maybe.
And, would this be a good time for us to...
Golden Girls theme song?
Golden Girls theme song would be on there.
Yeah, maybe the... Let's see, there's...
Do you want some backup on this?
There's another theme song.
I talked about it recently, and we tried to find a way to slip it in.
I
think now's the time to slip it
in. I can't remember what it is.
What is that song again? How about a little backup on this one?
It'll pick up. Oh, you know what that sound is? 2012! Up in
this. Maybe the world is blind.
Yeah.
Or just a little unkind. Don't know.
Seems you can't be sure of anything anymore. Although... See the girl that turns my world around. Yeah.
Standing there.
Trying to update it.
Every time I turn around, her spirits lift me right off the ground. What's gonna be? Guess we'll just wait and see.
Yeah.
You know, that song doesn't have the energy.
Oh, it's got plenty of energy. Well, it's a moving story, Punky Brewster.
It is. I'm crying right now. But it doesn't...
Think about her situation.
It's true. I'm crying.
You know, she's got clothes that don't match.
Yep. Her socks
don't
match.
She's got a dog that's dead by now. You know, as the YouTube comments said.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all she has is Cherry, her friend.
Yep.
Remember when her friend almost died? Remember that episode?
I don't remember that.
I think it was Cherry that almost died. That's the only episode anybody
remembers. I remember one... Punky
I hope it's
Brewster.
This one, because this is the only it's one not. Anybody remembers.
I remember one Punky Brewster episode. She was having she was reading a story, or was having a nightmare or something, and there was a giant spider in a cave.
Yeah?
And she had to kill this spider or fight this spider or something.
Are you talking about the cartoon, or are you talking about the
live action? No, this was live action.
Really?
It was weird.
Huh.
But it made an impression as a child.
Didn't she have like an alien or something in the cartoon?
Oh, maybe.
I think she had like an alien friend in the cartoon.
Rainbow Bright.
No, that's not it.
That was it, I think.
I had to burp.
Okay.
I did it off camera.
You did good.
I did it off camera.
What's next?
So next up, we're going to get to Bobby and Blaze. I think that's it. I think that's all of them other than
Bobby and Blaze
questions. Isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it might be. Let me see.
Seemed like there was some more. But
no, I think that's it, man, other than the Bobby and Blaze ones.
Well, somebody's going to get left out, and then we're going to...
I'm looking. Hang on.
And we have to apologize.
Okay, let's see.
Every time we have to issue an apology.
Wait. Okay, there is more. You're right.
Okay.
There is more.
Okay. Well, let's... Okay.
Chris Vint asks, is there a TV show, film, figure line that one of you really loves and the other one just can't stand?
Mmm.
There's a couple good ones here.
A couple good ones.
You want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Bobby brought one up to me, too, that I think it's true.
Okay. First one that comes to my mind is, you hate Big Lebowski.
I hate it.
I love Big Lebowski.
It got built up too much.
I know it got built up.
Everybody said it's the greatest film ever. It's so great.
I love Big Lebowski.
Could barely make it through the first time. I tried it again, still hated it.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I love Jeff Bridges now.
Yeah?
But I don't like it. I still don't like it.
What can you do?
I don't like it. So that's a movie.
That's a movie.
I love the Star Wars radio dramas. You don't like those.
I didn't care for those.
You don't care for those. Bobby brought up another movie. Little Monsters.
Oh, yeah.
You love Little Monsters. I hate Little Monsters.
You hate Little Monsters.
I hate Little Monsters.
I was surprised to find that out.
I know you were. You expected me to like it.
I really did.
I don't like it at all.
Being a product of that time,
Mandel annoys me in it.
He's annoying.
It's like Problem Child.
You hate Problem Child, too.
I hate Problem Child.
I think Problem Child is so funny.
Because the kid is too unruly. As a kid, I was like, this kid's way too...
Yeah.
He misbehaves too much.
He misbehaves.
I don't like him. I don't like the way he misbehaves. So I know the movie's called Problem Child, but I was expecting that maybe
something about something else.
So
yeah, I forgot about that.
So there's those two.
Yeah.
As far as toy lines go,
yep.
You're okay with the Green Lantern like movie line,
yep.
But the 4-inch line,
yep.
And the new Dark Knight Returns 4-inch line,
yep.
And I think they're both terrible.
Right.
We won't get into far into why.
Yeah. Well,
I'd rather just left with the impression that you like bad toys.
Well, I do sometimes.
Sometimes it's okay.
I feel like they harken back to a simpler time and a simpler price point. But I don't love either of those, but I do like them and you don't like them.
Now, what's the price point on the Green Lantern movie line, though, as good as it is the Dark Knight? I think those were more expensive.
I think the single-carded figures were around $5. They might have been like $5.32 or something, but they were around
that. Can't remember that far back.
Each one comes with a power ring.
Well, we'll get more into that in another time. Mm-hmm. But, so there's a couple of examples. And we get really angry at each other when that happens.
Oh, yeah. We fight.
Yeah.
Slapping matches.
We get into fisticuffs.
Fisticuffs.
All right, Joe Younger asks, again, cheddar cheese cracker combos.
This is the one that I was going to...
Or nacho cheese pretzel combos. The great Mike versus James debate. Settle this once and for all. It's already been settled, Joe.
We had
a blind taste test, and cheddar cheese cracker overwhelmingly destroyed nacho cheese pretzel.
I can't believe that. I'm going to take another blind taste test because
okay.
I'm still partial to pretzel cheddar cheese.
Well, if you want to just debate the results, that's fine. But I think you'll have the same outcome.
Maybe.
It's cheddar cheese cracker.
Well, Atari Andrew took a taste test, and he did not pick the cheddar cheese.
No, he did. You forgot.
I don't think he did.
Just forgot about it.
I think he picked pizzeria pretzel or...
Why would anybody pick that? Pizzeria pretzel?
It's delicious.
I don't know if they make that. I don't know if they make that even.
I think they did. Nacho pretzel?
This is nacho pretzel.
Hey, come on, man. Leave it alone.
Lay off.
This is nacho pretzel.
This is nacho pretzel.
Look, I love pretzels.
Then go ahead and have some pretzels.
You put cheese with it, and
go
now you got something.
Else. You go eat those somewhere else.
I feel like crackers, you have to have something on a cracker to make it good.
That's why the combo has already done it for you.
Right.
You can have the pretzels by yourself.
Right.
You can't just have crackers and just enjoy them. The combo has said, you know what, it takes too much effort. If you get the crackers and the cheese out of the fridge,
we're
going to put them both together. Whereas the nacho cheese, come on.
They said, we'll take two great things and put them together.
Forget about it. Why would you even do that? Waste your time with those. So everybody that wants to post that they like the cheddar cheese cracker combos better, just go ahead and post.
This I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know who prefers what.
Just anybody that likes that one better, just go ahead and post.
No. Either way.
No, come on. Let's not bog down the page.
with all the people that are going to love cheddar cheese pretzel.
We are paying for this page, all right? This isn't free.
Yeah.
It's not free to have a Facebook
page. We're actually losing money on this on this project.
We can only afford the cheddar cheese cracker post. All right? Okay, so there was that one. And now I think that's it. I think I covered it.
Okay.
And I apologize if you missed somebody.
I do not apologize. You should have
made it bolder.
You should have wrote in all caps.
Made it more clear next time. All right, so this gets into the Bobby question and the Blaze question.
Okay.
Now, little
Hold on. Is this your final?
Your mom's final question. Yeah, this is it.
My mom doesn't have Facebook. She wrote me an email. I said, just send me an email with what you want.
Have you checked the website?
I have not checked the
website.
Is that on the
website?
I can't log on to log into the internet.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done that.
Yeah. Hi, Mike's mom.
Hey, Mom. Let me, I'm just going to read the whole email. This is not all a question.
Is it long?
It's not very long.
Okay.
Letting you know how much I enjoyed the I'm enjoying the podcast. You know, I've heard every episode.
There's Mike's mom's voice.
And you and your sidekick, James, are
now,
hilarious.
Oh, no,
that's what, it's what it says.
Can I see this page?
It's what it says.
No, I think she got this backwards.
She got it right, my friend.
You are James's sidekick.
Oh, is that what
it's going to say?
Yeah.
And he's hilarious.
Oh,
it's a typo. It must have been autocorrect on her thing.
You are... Okay.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
You are James's
she's
sidekick.
Addressing me.
And he's hilarious.
She's saying, you and your sidekick, James. She's saying...
Are hilarious.
She
wrote
to
this
me.
To you. She
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I see what's happening
That's
now.
Okay.
I love how you guys break out in a song at any given moment. Especially loved when you talked about the Food Fighters toys and Channing Tatum. You had me in tears with laughter. And I needed that. Please continue to entertain us. That's what she said. She wants us to continue.
Your mom hates Channing Tatum. Anytime she can dig at Channing Tatum,
she's all for it.
Yeah.
She's got a dartboard with his face with his face on it.
I love when people make fun of Channing Tatum's.
I did have a question for both of you. Wondering what your most shocking, jaw-dropping scene was from any movie.
Wow.
Mine was the end of The Mist. She says, I know you know the movie, so you can explain what I'm talking about. I don't want to ruin this if anybody hasn't seen it.
I
won't say, in case you do see it,
man,
the ending is like
dropping.
Where that, like, whoa, I can't believe I did. Not expecting that.
Oh, I know. I know what you're saying. Man, that's tough.
You know, I think back to Ghost Ship. When that cable cut everybody apart, do you remember that?
I don't remember seeing Ghost
yeah.
Ship even.
Nobody remembers seeing that.
Man, jaw-dropping.
It's like Virus.
Scene.
It's Ghost Ship and Virus to me are the... They're just lost somewhere out in the film world.
This is really tough. I wish I'd known this beforehand.
I should have asked.
Thought about it.
I should have asked, but...
Oh, my goodness.
Most jaw-dropping scene.
Oof. I don't know if I can just come up with this. I mean, there's things you can think of, like... But I don't remember this as a kid finding out like
right.
Vader's and
right.
Luke's relationship. I don't. I mean, as a kid,
I have no recollection of that either.
I have no recollection of how it felt when I was a kid. So that one, I mean, if thinking about it, that would be a jaw dropping scene. But it's not to me because I don't remember
right.
how it felt back then. Wow, this is really tough, Mike's mom. I wish this email would have made it to me as intended.
You know, From Dusk Till Dawn, maybe.
Yeah.
Was kind of. I didn't know it was a vampire movie.
Yeah.
When I saw it, and it's not for half at least
it's
half
not,
the movie,
yeah.
and then they get there, and then it's like, but I can't think of one scene specifically that made it that way.
When the boat sinks in Titanic.
Oh yep.
I didn't expect.
I wasn't thinking. I didn't
see
that coming.
I'm sorry if I ruined it. I may have ruined
you
it.
You probably ruined it for something.
Jaw dropping scene. I'll tell you. Okay, it's not my most, but this comes to mind. Have you seen Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
No.
I don't think it's giving anything away. That,
no, I know what happens.
That, you know, he talks at
right.
one point in the movie. That, and that is pretty jaw-dropping. When that happens, it's like, wow, you know it's coming, but you're still kind of like, whoa, I can't believe that happened.
Yeah.
So that one was, I remember that being jaw-dropping. I wouldn't say that's my most, but that just comes to mind from a recent movie that was jaw-dropping. There's a lot of jaw-dropping TV moments for me now. Like, Walking Dead is filled with jaw-dropping moments. Game of Thrones has a ton of jaw-dropping moments.
Right.
Man, I'm trying to really think of a good movie one. That's really tough. Oh, my goodness.
We might have to revisit this.
I'm going to have to revisit this. Yeah, next episode, I'm going to think about this.
Next episode.
And I'm going to come up with one that I really consider like my most jaw-dropping
moment.
Me too.
That's
a great question, Mike's mom. Thank you.
Next episode.
Stay tuned. Not the film that Mike loves and I don't love at all.
Will the boys come up with their most jaw-dropping movie moments?
Who knows?
Will James get out of the torture chamber?
What?
Find out next week. Same bat channel. All
right, so that leads into Bobby and Blaze's questions.
Okay.
Now, to preface this, we play this game at my house. When we're waiting for food at a restaurant, or if we're in the car or something like that, we have the Would You Rather game.
Yes.
And each of us comes up with things like, would you rather do this or this? And they're both usually pretty terrible options that you wouldn't want to do either one of them, but you have to pick one of them.
Yep.
So we play this game, we go around to each other, and we say, you know, Blaze, would you rather do this or this? And he has to pick one, and then he goes to the next person, whatever. So they both came up with would-you-rathers for these.
Would you rather?
So Bobby's is, okay, you have to choose one. Either Star Trek never existed, mm-hmm. and you know it existed. You're the only one that knows, basically. You know it was there, but...
So it's been erased. It doesn't...
It's been erased. Okay. Nobody else knows it was there.
Erased.
You only have the memory. You can never watch it again. It's all gone. Mm-hmm. Nobody else knows what you're talking about. It's just gone. Or the only version of Batman that ever existed was the George Clooney one. The Batman and Robin film. That's the only version of Batman that ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything but that Batman.
Right.
So, but, okay, so I think what she's also trying to say here is that you know the other ones happened, but the only one you can ever come back to or ever enjoy again is the George Clooney Batman. So this is a tough one for me, because you know I love Star Trek.
I know you love both
things. You
know
I love the Michael Keaton Batman.
That's why she did it.
That's why she did it to me. That's why she did it to me.
I know.
This may be easier for you to answer than me. I don't know. You can answer first.
I thought about it, and my answer would have to be, I'd rather Star Trek not have existed.
Really?
And I enjoy Star Trek also.
I know you do.
But to just have it not there, Batman, the 89 Batman is more closer to my heart.
Yeah.
That film. It's really tough, but my reason for the decision is just that I love the 89 Batman film. I like Star Trek, but if Star Trek, if it just wasn't there, fine. But with Batman, you know that something is better, and all you have is this piece of crap garbage movie.
All you have is that.
I'd rather have nothing than have a teaser.
Have that. Imagine that. Imagine
constantly
that.
Dangled in my face.
The only thing ever out there is Batman and Robin. Can you imagine that? That'd be a horrible world.
I wouldn't even like Batman, probably, if that was
like
the case.
That was the only thing you'd like. I, however, have to choose the opposite.
Mm.
Here's my reasoning.
Interesting.
Is because, okay, if you know 89 Batman's my favorite film.
I know that.
Of all time.
I know that.
But there's so much of Star Trek.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of episodes. There's a lot of great movies. I have a lot of great memories of going to conventions and meeting these people and doing this and doing that.
There's a big void.
But I couldn't just lose all that and just have it not exist.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would have to choose. I hate to do it because I'd hate to lose 89 Batman and be stuck with George Clooney Batman for the rest of the time. But I have to go with, I want Star Trek to exist. So I have to choose the George Clooney Batman.
I may be
ostracized.
I'm forced to tell Jack Nicholson about this.
Please don't.
I'm going to have to tell him.
You know I love that movie.
I know, but I have to say, look.
You know, I can't lose Wrath
of Khan. James did away with the 89 Batman.
I can't lose City on the Edge of Forever.
I know.
I can't lose Space Seed. I can't lose those things.
I know.
All right, so that leads really into... Blaze and Bobby almost came up with the same questions when they did it separately.
Separately.
So Blaze tweaked his a bit. And so, okay, so there's two celebrities that I don't like. All right?
Okay.
I'm not a fan of at all. And Blaze knows this, and he's also not a fan of these, mostly probably because, you know, I'm not.
Sure, sure.
And that is Steven Tyler and the band Aerosmith.
Yes.
I don't like Aerosmith. I don't like Steven Tyler. I also don't like Russell Brand, the comedian. I hate Russell Brand.
Okay.
I don't think he's funny.
Okay.
Okay, so his question is...
It's going to be easy for me, I think.
It's not.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather, in the original Star Trek television series, that Steven Tyler played the role of Captain Kirk...
Wow.
Or would you rather Russell Brand have played the role of Batman in the 89 Batman?
What?
How horrible is this decision?
Oh.
This is terrible.
Don't give up.
Don't give up from the Aerosmith game. It's
Aerosmith
tough,
has
man.
A video Aerosmith has an arcade game.
Don't give up.
Aerosmith arcade game.
We played it a lot at the
we played
next
it.
Birthday party.
We played a lot one time.
Yeah, one time we played it a lot. Don't give up.
And you have to like shoot CDs at
what? It's a gun with CDs in it.
Stupid. And Steven Tyler...
Don't give up!
...did little voice snippets.
What are you going to pick? You want me to go first this time?
If you want to.
I'll go first this time.
I think I still know my answer.
Because I thought about it a lot. And I hate to say it, but I'd rather Steven Tyler have played Captain Kirk than Russell Brand have played 89 Batman.
That's my answer.
Because at least you still got Leonard Nimoy Spock. And you got DeForest Kelly Bones. And you've got all that around it. And you've got the episodes and things like that. Sure, it would stink seeing Steven Tyler play Captain Kirk.
Yep.
But... Michael Keaton is Batman.
As much,
I can't watch Russell Brand.
As much as I don't like Aerosmith as a band,
yeah,
I think there's one song from Toys on the Attic that gets played a lot, and you don't associate it with Aerosmith,
mm-hmm.
and it's an okay song. And Steven Tyler probably, if you're talking to him, he'd just be like, yeah, man, it's cool, man. You want to come to my house? I'm going to make you some waffles, man. And it'd be cool.
It's cool. Scoobalabadeepop.
That's what it'd be like. Yeah. He wouldn't scat. He would show you.
I'm going to get you, Con. Scoobalabadeepop.
Ultimate hospitality. No scatting at Steven Tyler's house. Russell Brand, on the other hand.
He'd be annoying.
I hate that dude.
I hate him. He wouldn't shave his beard off. He'd have it sticking out of the costume. He, the hair.
I don't understand
him. I hate Russell Brand.
No offense to anybody that likes him.
No, I am going to give offense to anybody that likes him. Because you shouldn't like him.
You really shouldn't.
You shouldn't like him.
You shouldn't.
So you want to hear this joke that Blaze made? Yeah. About Russell Brand? This is funny, okay?
Does it have to do with how he was married to Katy Perry?
It's like, what? I don't know what happened there.
How did that happen?
Okay, so here's the joke.
Katy Perry, what are you thinking? Stupid.
Stupid.
This is why me and her can't be anything.
You can't. It's over.
I can't be anything with her.
Even if she came up, you'd say, I can't do it. You were with Russell Brand.
You,
what can I do?
Oh, you already went there. I can't go there.
I feel him on you.
I can't be where he was.
His aura is still there. I think there's like stray hairs.
I don't respect you, Katy Perry. Yeah. I can't respect you.
All right, we got to wrap this up. Okay, so let me tell this joke.
Wrap it up.
Okay, so Blaze's joke is... And this is Russell Brand telling this joke, right? Okay. And he has a Russell Brand voice. Why did the fluffy chicken cross the road?
I don't know why.
To meet me, the world's worst comedian. That's the joke. And see, it's funny.
That's
because
pretty good.
He's the worst comedian.
That's the type of joke that I would tell.
Chicken cross the road joke. Right. And he's the world's worst comedian. So it makes it funnier the more you think about it.
It's good.
To meet me, the world's worst comedian. Why is this chicken trying to meet him? I laughed and laughed.
Get his 15 minutes. Chicken's getting his 15 minutes. Just to say he met a celebrity.
He's telling the world's worst joke because he's the world's worst comedian. It's funny. Blaze is nine. He came up with that.
It's as close as he can get to Katy Perry.
He's funnier than Russell Brand. Blaze is. He tells better jokes. That's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Good job, Blaze.
All right, so that's it for this episode.
Thanks, everybody.
Sending our questions in and giving us an episode.
Participation. It was really fun. I thought it was fun.
I was looking forward to this one very much.
I was too.
I was happy with every question.
I'm still looking forward to it, and it's done.
It's done. I can't wait to hear it back. This is a long one, isn't it?
It's a long one.
How long is it?
52 minutes, my friend.
All right. They'll love it. The fans will eat it up. Hey. Eat it up.
All right.
I hope you did some dishes while you listen.
This has been James and Mike with episode 15.
Episode 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
Episode 15.
We can get our temps.
Yeah. It's time to get our temps
now. We can drive with a licensed driver.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
You know, I had a sign off and I can't remember now.
I'm giving up on mine. I'm just going to surprise him with this.
So here we go.
Yeah.
We're leaving. Okay?
All right. See you guys.
Action features.